I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right. Without fail. Welcome in, everyone. It is the Disney List. Every week, we bring you some awesome lists, rankings. Sometimes it deals with Disney, Disney parks, Marvel, Star Wars, all things that we love. Thank you for joining us on our weekly show. We're rocking out. We're having fun. I'd like to encourage anyone and everyone that is watching this live stream on Facebook to join us for the live chat that only happens at the Disney List on Facebook. And if you happen to be thinking about your next trip, you want to book your next trip to the Disney parks or the cruise lines, what have you, and I need to call up that information. Don't let me forget, unless you have it for the cruise line.
I have it.
All right. Are you going to talk about some Disney deals too?
No, I'm just talking about this particular cruise deal because it's a really good cruise deal.
Okay, good. Well, I hope everyone out there is hearing us okay. I'm adjusting levels as we go. But we will be talking about some really cool travel deals here in just a little bit. Anyway, Kristen, as people are looking to book their next Walt Disney World trip or they're looking ahead into the future for theme parks and cruises, when they open back up again, where can they email you? Because you have a lot of expertise in the realm of cruising and theme parks.
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
That's wonderful. Okay. We're going to be talking about the latest Disney headlines. The Cruella trailer was just released. We've got more Star Wars news, and we've got our big list. What are we ranking this week?
The deluxe resorts.
All righty. So we're going to be talking about that here and celebrating Sorcerer Radio's 20th anniversary, hard to believe, here when we come back. It is the Disney List.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio. With your hosts, Kristen and Al John. Welcome in, everyone. Thank you for checking us out. It's the Disney List. You can hear it streaming on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. All Disney music all day long for 20 years, Kristen. 20 years.
Since 2001.
Oh, gosh, it's so hard to believe. You can also check us out there at thedisneylist.com. All social media at the Disney List, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there, y'all. We're out there. I'm Al John Goh, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan at the helm, joined by my co-hostess. She's actually the brains of this operation. She is the host of the Dining at Disney podcast there at diningatdisney.com and travel guru extraordinaire. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Al John.
Happy week. It's been a crazy week. We've been snowed in, and we finally broke out of the house because it was necessary. There's a lot of snow and ice on the ground.
I think the kids were just glad to get out. I think Boo, I think she was getting a little too cooped up, and you can only play in the snow for so long when you don't have the truly proper clothing to wear in those weather conditions because her little face would turn so red, and then her gloves, because they're not like made for snow, so they'd get wet from playing in it, and
they don't really fit her, the gloves.
No,
but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
all right. we don't get weather like we got. In the 29 years, almost 29 years that I've been in Tennessee, I have never seen snow and ice like we had this past week. It was insane.
Oh, this is true. It was insane. And I'm still feeling out there for our friends out there in the Texas area. And we still have a lot of people there without power. Still. So please be safe out there. Please be safe if you've been affected by this cold snap. It's been crazy. But it looks like things are passing. Looks like spring is just about around the corner here in our neck of the woods. And we want to, once again, thank you so much for listening and checking out our show every single week. We do appreciate it. So what is the big list for discussion today?
We are talking the deluxe resorts at Walt Disney World.
We're ranking them. And it's awesome because normally I would have it all, you know, up here, but I actually don't have that information up. So we're going to have to fill. While this is going on, we are going to talk about some Disney news. You are going to talk about some travel deals. But the Disney news, we've got the Cruella de Vil trailer that we're going to be talking about, live action Cruella. More Star Wars news with actual possible return of Darth Maul, which is really nice. Spoiler alert, if you guys have been living under a rock, he's not dead. You know, there was another movie. I can't even say it was a spoiler because you have to, if you watch Solo that came out a couple years ago, you know that he survived somehow, some way. If you've been watching Star Wars, Clone Wars, you know he survived. So anyway, not a spoiler. We also will be talking about, what is this? The 50th anniversary celebration. So we're going to talk about that and the brand new details for Taste of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, which will be right around the corner. So before we do that, Kristen, I do believe we have some, what do we have? Oh yes, we've got some travel deals. Hold on. You like our new music bed? It's very SWAT-like. SWAT.
Yes.
What up, baby girl? SWAT. Shamar Moore.
Hey, all Kenny right. Johnson, he's coming back.
I like it. We're big fans of Shamar Moore and SWAT and Criminal Minds. You know that they might be bringing Criminal Minds? Okay, so look, the reason why I bring this up, it is on Paramount Plus. They're bringing this back, apparently, but it is actually made by ABC. Did you know that?
I knew that.
Yeah, so Criminal Minds, made by ABC, ABC TV Studios, be bringing back Criminal Minds on Paramount Plus.
ABC has done a lot of shows for CBS.
Yeah, and they might be bringing back CSI too. Anyway.
That would be quite interesting.
I digress. Kristen, go ahead.
On to my travel deal. For those of you that like to cruise, I have a huge cruise deal for you for Norwegian Cruise Line. Right now, you can book now through March 31st, and you'll receive 30% off your cruise fare. Plus, like I said, plus you get all five of their offers. So that means a free open bar, free specialty dining, free excursions, free Wi-Fi, and free kids.
Free kids?
You mean that sounds really funny the way it says that. Yes, it says free kids. Up to a $2,900 value.
That's how much kids cost these days.
What it means is that the kids third and fourth guest in the room travel free. That's really what that means.
Kids are free, y'all. Kids are free. Give it away, your kid. Get your kids.
It does. I mean, look.
Get
right
your
here,
kids.
Right here.
I know. Look, it's okay.
Free kids.
Free kids.
Won't work.
All right.
But I will tell you that the free open bar is worth it alone. Like, that is one. That is a huge, if you drink, that is a huge amount that you save by getting the unlimited, you know, bar package. It's well worth it for that. specialty dining. Who doesn't like to do upgraded dining? And they have great restaurants for their specialty dining.
Okay.
And awesome. Free excursions.
I'm down with that. Well, once again, Kristen, if people want to take you up on that dealio, what dealio, or where can they email you?
They can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right. So I guess we have more news here. So we've got the details for the Taste of Epcot Flower and Garden Festival that blossoms with family fun March 3rd. So, Kristen, you want to take it away?
Sure. They have topiaries of Disney characters that you can enjoy. One of them that they're highlighting this year is going to be Remy in the France Pavilion, Tinkerbell in the Fairy House.
The French? Is that like French and ranch?
Did I not say France?
I thought you said France. It sounded like you said French. In the French.
Okay, well, France Pavilion. Okay. Tinkerbell and the Fairy House will be in the United Kingdom. Lady and the Tramp will be in Italy. And you will be able to see Sorcerer Mickey at the park's reimagined main entrance.
All right, nice. Okay, go ahead.
They will also have gardens that you can explore. There will be 20 different garden areas throughout Epcot. So that's going to be pretty awesome. You know, for the longest time, we did not go during the spring because I have really bad allergies and the flowers and stuff would always really bother me. But I just take extra allergy medication so I can enjoy it.
Okay, good.
Because it's so pretty. Yes, so pretty.
It is pretty for sure. Okay.
And there's my favorite, the outdoor kitchens.
That's right.
They have more than 20 delectable stops to choose from.
Yes, where you can savor and sip.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites too. Yes. I love all the different eats that are inspired by all of this freshness, whether it's fresh fruits and vegetables or, you know, homegrown, what have you. It's always yummy. Entertainment from all around. That's what it says. It says you've got live music every day. Voices of Liberty perform an all-American, but mostly American, a cappella showcase celebrating the landscape, heart, and human spirit of America. That was Sam the Eagle saying that. You also have Mariachi Cobra taking the stage for world-famous Mexican folk music. Love those guys and gals. You also tap your toes to the sound of the jamming gardeners performing rhythmic beats. I can't speak right now. With inspired backyard percussion, as we head into World Show Place, where the Epcot pianist will be playing a selection of songs of the season. All right. And then you also had Advent Health. They're sponsoring, so you have to have Advent Health in there. They've got the full outdoor kitchen with some healthful trail. So they're going to do like this healthful trail and food and staying healthy, because that's what they're promoting, healthier living. And then you also have family fun with scavenger hunts, with Spike's pollination exploration, a springtime quest to find the busiest honeybee at Walt Disney World Resort. As a special treat during the Easter season, during March 19th through April 4th, you can also take part in the Eggstravaganza scavenger hunt to find Disney pals and their oversized eggs all around World Showcase. That just sounds weird. And then you also have festival merchandise. You got the orange bird. We dig it. Figment. Dig that. Mickey and Spike the Bee.
That's not Mickey. It says Minnie Mouse.
I said Minnie Mouse. Did I not?
You said Mickey.
Okay, Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse in her boutique. So, yeah. So there's all that stuff that you can definitely participate and take part in there at Taste of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. Starting March 3rd. Gotta dig it. So we have some people in the chat, by the way. Thank you so much. Lindsay says, hey, y'all. Also, Paul Hackenberth is in the chat. Paul says, well, I guess I've been living under a rock about Darth Maul. Yeah, sorry, brother. Spoiler. Lindsay says, I can't wait for the 50th anniversary, and those colors look awesome. We'll be talking about that for sure here in just a minute. And she's also done with the Louisiana, with the snow and ice, because this Louisiana girl can't handle it. She can't handle it. She can't do it. So here we are now. the iridescence is in full effect for the Walt Disney's 50th anniversary, Walt Disney Resort, 50th anniversary, world's most magical celebration. It's a big deal, Kristen. Have you seen all this stuff that they're doing?
I have. So it looks really cool.
It does. The castle will add even more magical light by at night, joined by the icons at each of the other parks there at Walt Disney World. They will transform into beacons of magic, and you can get a feel for what it's like there. They've added some video there on YouTube, so you can check out the Disney parks on YouTube to see what these renderings and these big icons are going to look like in their new 50th anniversary lighting, which looks amazing. So you got extra pixie dust on Cinderella's castle, which will also have the little gold ribbons and stuff around it. You'll also have the magical fireflies illuminating the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom Park. And then the Hollywood Tower is going to come to life with all those really cool touches, with the iridescence, the purple, blue, and silver sparkly iridescence wear that Mickey and Minnie have. And
I like their
little
color.
Gold. Yeah, their little gold shoes too, that Kat talked about there at Dining at Disney podcast this week.
Because one of my favorite colors is purple.
I'm wearing purple
with
too.
What? With gold.
I'm wearing purple. I'm wearing my grape soda shirt today.
Yeah, I've got my orca here that I got for Valentine's Day that's purple with the gold top.
Paul says in the chat, by the way, you can join the chat there at the Disney List on Facebook. Paul says, Mickey and Minnie do look dashing in those 50th anniversary outfits. Yes, I hope they are available for photo ops, social, at least social distancing photo ops there at the park. Because it's not every day that you have those characters out in those special costumes. And that would be great if you could get your picture taken with them.
And the good thing is this doesn't kick off until October 1st. And it goes on for 18 months.
Yes.
So all of 2022. And by then we've got to be able to go back to like the normal photo stuff by that point.
You would hope. You would hope. So that would be great.
If not, it's never going to happen. Forever, we will be socially distancing from people.
Well, they do say that the virus is going to be much like the flu from here on out. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to have to get like yearly inoculations. That's the scuttlebutt on the street. So anyway, looking forward to this big celebration. Once again, it's going to be taking place or kicking off October 1st at Walt Disney World. You know, we missed the 65th anniversary of Disneyland this year. That was a big boo-hoo moment for us because it's the first time that the park had been closed. Disneyland had been closed ever. Well, that's not true. Closed in during 9/11.
Briefly.
Briefly. They've always celebrated their birthday. So hopefully this can make up a little bit for it. And when hopefully Disneyland comes back, they'll be able to celebrate what little of the, I guess a celebration of their, you know, their anniversary later this year, hopefully, which would be nice. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, it's a year apart, but that's okay. I'm down with that. We also have here a global ambassador being appointed. I don't get this, but we'll read it anyway. Okay. As the overlays take place there at the Disney World's 50th anniversary, Disney shared that George Kalogridis will be the official global ambassador for Walt Disney World Celebration, the 50th. Kalogridis also serves as the president of segment development and enrichment for Disney parks and experience and products. He's been with the company for nearly 50 years. So, wow. Holy cow. That's a long time. Man, his blood is Disney. But once again, in this new role, Kalogridis will help develop strategic and operational business initiatives while developing and scaling best practices at Disney sites worldwide. Additionally, he will lead the Disney Institute and National Geographic Live businesses. How about that? That's a lot of hats to wear. But George Kalogridis seems to be, you know, the guy. He's been with the company for a long time, this guy. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing what he's got up his sleeve. Now, I started streaming Muppets over the weekend, The Muppet Show. Kristen, you know how much I love The Muppets. You know how much I love The Muppet Show. Years and years ago, gang, Kristen had got me, I think for Christmas, seasons 1 through 3 on DVD. This is before streaming services were a thing. Back when we used to collect DVDs of our favorite shows and play them.
Yeah. And they used to be in those really thick DVD boxes instead of like putting them in these like little thin packaging. It used to be back with the thick packaging.
Yeah, the DVD box sets used to get at like Best Buy and Media Play and all. Well, the Muppet Show is finally here, which has been a delight for fans, according to comicbook.com. But you'll notice that things are missing, including two full episodes. According to a Disney spokesperson, the cuts came down to primarily music rights issues. In fact, when it came down to content that didn't age well, Disney decided to take a different approach from streaming services that removed episodes over offensive content. Instead, Disney has instituted a content warning, which you can read below. So, this is what it says. You ready? Quote, "This program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than to remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create more inclusive feature together. Disney is committed to creating creative stories with inspirational, aspirational themes that reflect its rich diversity of human experience around the globe." So The Muppet Show ran from 1976 to 1981, featured an array of exciting guests. My favorite, of course, Mark Hamill's Star Wars episode, Steve Martin, Liza Minnelli, Elton John, Julie Andrews, Alice Cooper, Bernadette Peters, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Gene Kelly, and many more. The one I saw today, which Jack, our kid boy, totally loved, was Christopher Reeve, Superman. So, quote, it's going
He's
to be great.
He's not going to be allowed to like Superman, though. That can't
well,
be
he liked
favorite.
Christopher Reeve. Christopher Reeve is awesome. It's going to be great.
He's got to be a Marvel boy.
He will be a Marvel boy. This mm-hmm. is true. And he also saw Linda Carter today because they had both Christopher Reeve. They had the Superman and Wonder Woman back to back. But it's going to be great to welcome back longtime fans and give a new generation of fans a chance to see how we got our start, how Miss Piggy became a star, and so much more, Kermit the Frog said in a previous statement. Today, I'm proud to say it's time to play the music, it's time to light the lights, and meet the Muppets on Disney Plus tonight.
So Disney has this little warning or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Why not do that same warning and release Song of the South? Just putting it out there.
We've been asking that for years. Because they've already...
for the actors who are in it.
Right.
That to me, that's a shame for the people who worked on that movie for their work not to be seen. And yeah. The guy who was Uncle Remus was awesome.
Yes, yes. And let's see. So interesting you say that because what was it? I'm trying to see here who all was in Song of the South. Because
Joel Chandler Harris.
Well, I was going to say... Because you had here James Baskett, right? Who played Uncle Remus. So he actually won an Academy Award for, I'm trying to remember what Academy Award he won for that. But I know he won an Academy Award for that. And it may have been for the music or it may have been, you know, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Something of that effect. But anyway, we've been talking about that for years. I think once again, it is a shame because there's some great parts about that. And yes, it is controversial, but I think once again, it should be out there. You know, I don't know. You let us know what you feel about this whole thing. I know that it was music rights issues, I think, that had the Muppet Show kind of cut off at the knees at season 3 and we weren't allowed to have the next couple seasons because of the music rights issues, but I'm glad they worked it all out. I'm just interested on what two episodes are missing. Oh, here it is. It says, let's see. Okay. It didn't say anything. I'm curious to see what episodes are missing from the Muppet Show. But, anyway, more controversy, y'all. Are you ready? More controversy. Gina Carano back in the news. She, by the way, I have to say, she is trending so much over social media, you know, for good, bad, or indifferent. She's trending and she is the number one profile on IMDb. She is the number one star on IMDb right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So she just recently did a sit down interview. You can find it on YouTube. Just search for Gina Carano. She played Cara Dune in The Mandalorian. We didn't talk about it last week. We just went straight into it. Oh, we didn't do a show last week because it was Valentine's Day. Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. But once again, Gina was fired over social media. She wasn't even notified by Kathleen Kennedy or any executives at Lucasfilm for her alleged, Twitter posts and Instagram posts or whatnot. But regardless of what side of the fence you're at, she still loves her Mandalorian co-star Pedro Pascal. In fact, it had been reported on MSN that in the interview that she had with Ben Shapiro, that she adores Pedro. And even though they have different political views, they said that it's okay. They had an agreement, realized that they were politically different, but you're my friend first and you're an awesome human being. So once again, it's proof that you can coexist with your fellow person that has different views, just like the Marvel actors have different points of view, and they all get along just fine and came to the defense of one of their actors when people were bullying them. And I think bullying is wrong, regardless of what it is. I think people just need to respect one another and practice what they preach. If you talk about being tolerant of other people and other people's views, you need to just be tolerant of other people's views. And what I don't like being bullied by a company that has a double standard.
So my thoughts on this, again, I am going to say I am leaving politics out of this because that's not where my issue lies. To me, Pedro Pascal, he can post what he wants. Same with Gina. She can post what she wants. I don't have to agree with whatever they post, but it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you can't have a double standard. Secondly, it aggravates me. We already know I'm not a fan of Kathleen Kennedy, but it aggravates me even more and makes me dislike her even more, which I didn't know was possible. Because how are you going to be all about this whole female, the force is female, you know, the future is female and all of that stuff? And then because somebody doesn't have the same beliefs as you and you don't like something that they said, that you are going to let them go? I'm sorry. I thought you were all about women.
Well,
that makes me dislike her even more. And if she's going to play things that way, I think it's time for Disney to say, bye-bye, see ya. Let's put Jon Favreau or Dave Filoni or somebody else in her position. But I think it's time for her to see her way out the door.
I just think it's wrong that you get fired over social media. They didn't even call her.
I think it's wrong that you get fired over something you post on social media. To me, we have a First Amendment right, and I think it's getting a little crazy with what can be said and what can't be said and who they let go and then who they bring back, just like with I can think of what he looks like and I can't think of his name.
Writer and director just like of him. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't like that at all. I think it's wrong, but I've always been anti-censorship and for free speech before I could even vote. So that's just, you know, me. I think it adds to the world instead of, I think it takes away when you limit what people can say, because the reason I have a wide variety of friends, and the reason being is because I like people who are like me and I like people who are completely different from me. I don't care what you believe in or what you don't believe in. You know, just be a good person. That's all I'm asking of people. And I wish that there were more people that judged other people that way and let this kind of stuff just, you know, roll off their back and leave it be.
I have something that'll cure this situation.
Yes.
It's called social media training. And what I mean by that is every employee has to be able to abide by a certain set of rules. And if you have a certain set of rules that you abide by in order to be part of a company, whether you're an executive or whether you work in middle management or you're an underling or an actor, actress especially, that you have a code of ethics that you follow. You have certain media rules that you need to follow, and you post accordingly. Just like if you show up to work and there's a dress code, if you don't abide by the dress code, there are ramifications by it. There are, you know, there's certain things you have to abide by. And so you have established a rule that other people have to sign up for, part of their contract when they renew, when they sign up, they do this, that, and the other, and they don't break that. And that is something that a lot of companies, and we won't even talk about Coca-Cola, what happened to Coca-Cola this week, but that's all I'm saying is that if you have a certain set of rules that everyone applies for and they all behave themselves accordingly because they're promoting a brand or they're promoting their business, their place of work, and they represent that place of work, then everybody should be fine. That's all.
Well, when I worked at Tivana, that's the only place I've worked that ever had a social media conduct of what you could and could not post on social media.
There are codes of conduct for a lot of different companies that are out there. But anyway, what do you guys think? Feel free to let us know by leaving a comment.
I say Disney, bring her back.
I think it's just important that everybody follows the same rules, and there has to be some type of modicum of respect for people. Just because somebody does you wrong doesn't mean you turn around and do something crappy like fire them over social media. That's pretty crappy. But anyway, Darth Maul is reportedly returning to Star Wars soon. So how about the return of Darth Maul in the Clone Wars? That was quite eye-opening. How about the return in special surprise in a end sequence of Solo, A Star Wars Story, where you see Darth Maul, played by Ray Park. Pretty cool, right?
Okay, so this is my hope. This is my hope. Bringing Darth Maul back, you have physically Ray Park do it, like always. But I think for the voice of Darth Maul, you have to go with Sam Witwer.
I think that's going to be the case.
I think that would make me even a bigger fan of Darth Maul.
Well, so we are fans of Sam Witwer for sure. We are big fans of Sam Witwer. You know, we have Sam Witwer's autograph here somewhere in the back wall of Signing the Force Unleashed.
It's behind your head.
Is it behind my head?
Right behind your head.
Okay, there it is. So anyway, apparently Ray Park in his Instagram, also a little crazy with Ray Park over the last year, hinted at a comeback because he just pointed out his little horn. So he had some makeup with his Zabrak horns. And apparently he may be coming back. Is this a hint that he'll be coming back to Star Wars in the Obi-Wan Disney Plus show? I hope so.
Please.
That'd be super cool, y'all. Super cool. And, let's talk about this. You know, I absolutely love the new Disney trailer for Cruella.
Believe in everyone else. That didn't sit well with some people. But I wasn't for everyone. I guess they were always scared that I'd be a psycho. Sorry now. But a new day brings new opportunities. Sorry now. And I was ready to make a statement. The same girl. I am woman. Hear me roar.
Awesome. Brilliant, bad, and a little bit mad. May 2021. Please welcome Emma Stone as Disney's Cruella, an all-new live-action film talking about the rebellious days of one of cinema's most notorious and notoriously fashionable villains, Cruella de Vil.
I am so excited that it's Emma Stone because
she's the bomb.
I love Emma Stone.
She's the bomb. Hey, before we continue, I just want to say thank you to The Rock 104.1 in Syracuse and in Orlando for sharing our feed.
Thank you
so much. Thank you so much, gang. And if you're coming to us from that feed, don't forget to interact with us there at the Disney List on Facebook. But I am so down with this. So down with this. So punk rock. And I remember, you know, seeing the Cruella pictures that they had leaked out with Emma Stone. And it's really cool. She's like one part Blondie, you know, one part, you know, we were talking about it actually earlier.
Harley Quinn,
you know, very Harley Quinn-esque, very CBGBs. But yeah, I love it. And I love that tagline, brilliant, bad, and a little bit mad. I love it. Very much like Johnny Depp's, you know, Mad Hatter. A little edgy, kind of crazy, you know? So the Disney Cinematic Universe is in full effect with this. And I can't wait to see what happens. Once again, you can check out Cruella, which is coming to theaters and Disney Plus simultaneously. That's going to be happening May of 2021. Looking forward to it. Very punk rock. And speaking of which, you also had the release and soundtrack sneak peek of Raya and the Last Dragon, which you can definitely check out there on YouTube. That also looks really good. I'm a little sad, you know, once again, that, you know, this March, Raya and the Last Dragon from Disney is coming out, and we still haven't gotten vaccinated. So I'm hoping that we return and we get our vaccination so we can go out and see movies properly.
Yes.
Can't wait. Can't wait about. So, yes, Kristen, anything
else? Or it warms up enough and they open up the drive-in theater.
Yes.
Because that, you're in a car. You don't have to worry about the vaccination.
Exactly.
Because you're going to be more than 6 feet from the people next to you in their car.
Exactly. Anyway, hey, gang, which one of the stories intrigue you the most? What are you looking forward to when it comes to the 50th anniversary or the upcoming Disney Plus live action slate, Marvel and Star Wars, or whether or not you like or will go out and see Cruella, whether it be on Disney Plus or maybe in a theater, or Raya the Last Dragon? Please let us know in the comments below. And then now, it's time, y'all. Rock out. Once again, it is a Disney list here on Sorcerer Radio, and we are talking about parks and resorts. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the deluxe resorts. Kristen, there's so much to talk about. We're not gonna talk about the villas, are we? We're gonna reserve that for next week.
I think
week?
We should, yeah, reserve that for another episode.
Okay.
So that means when we're talking about these, it's specific to the deluxe only. So we won't be talking about Saratoga Springs or Old Key West because those are both vacation club resorts. And then it won't include like the bungalows over at Polynesian or Bay Lake Tower. So we're just talking about the deluxe section of each resort.
Okay. I have stayed at a few of these. Kristen, you've stayed at a lot more of these over your time. Of course, you are a travel expert and vacation planner. So I will let you kind of lead off and you let me know what we need to click on. Okay. And we're also going to read off. This is kind of off the cuff, y'all. This is how we like to roll. We're also going to read off your comments because we posted some of your thoughts on Instagram as well as Facebook on the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, as well as our own Facebook groups, the Disney Dorks. Also, big ups and shouts to the Disney Dorks on Facebook, that group, as well as Dining at Disney. So we've got a lot of comments already, and we're going to read them here in just a little bit. But what say you? Where do we kick things off?
Ooh, let's see. Wow, this is really difficult.
Okay, you want me to kick it off?
I didn't realize this is going to be so hard. I'm going to have to maybe put at the bottom Wilderness Lodge.
Okay, Wilderness Lodge. So Wilderness Lodge is very, very peaceful.
Rustic.
It's very rustic. I like it. I'll go ahead and read the little caption here. Escape to the rustic majesty of America's Great Northwest. Inspired by turn-of-the-century National Park Lodges, Disney's Wilderness Lodge celebrates American craftsmanship and honors the beauty of the untamed wilderness. Soak in the splendor of the great outdoors, from nature trails through pine forests to rocking chairs that overlooked a murmuring creek. Inside, discover towering totem poles, headdresses, and more, and enjoy the rustic elegance of stone hearth and roaring fireplaces. So,
I like this resort. Actually, there's none of the deluxe resorts that I don't enjoy staying at. I will say, when it comes to my personal taste of the like theming of a resort, I very much lean towards ones that are more beachy, like the Beach Club or Coronado Springs, you know, that kind of look to the resort, that really relaxing, more so than the mountains and rusticness.
Right. The great news is that as we talk about and discuss and break down the amenities and different dining options and the rooms that these deluxe resorts offer, this is the one of the top tier. These are the top tier of the Disney resorts. In previous weeks, we covered the value resorts, the moderate resorts, and now this is the deluxe resorts. This is the highest level, not mentioning the villas or DVC, but these are really outstanding resorts. And depending on how you or your family like to vacation, maybe rustic is for you. Maybe Polynesian, the more Hawaiian vibe is what you're shooting for. Or maybe more, I guess, clean and modernistic. Maybe something like the Contemporary would suit your fancy. But there's really a resort that caters to everyone's style and how they like to relax. And I think that's a really important feature of all of these resorts, is that there's something for everyone's style and taste.
Well, and that's the one thing, whenever somebody who has never been to Disney books with me and they're asking my opinion, I'm like, I can tell you what I like, but that doesn't mean that you're going to like it. So what I need to know is, how do you like to vacation? What do you look for as far as your amenities? What kind of theming do you like? And that way it helps me go in the right direction, you know. That keeps me from sending you to Beach Club when Wilderness Lodge is like your dream place to kind of stay, you know?
That's right. So
I will say, this resort though does have one of my favorite dining places, and that's the Storybook Dining at Artist Point with Snow White.
Yes. And they also have that character dining at night now, right? For dinner. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. Well, Artist Point is only open for dinner.
It's only
because it's signature dining.
We've also eaten at the Territory Lounge. When we hang out with Tony from Disney by the Numbers and Disney Parks podcast, we call it Territory Lounge. So that's where we've also eaten there. Geyser Point Bar and Grill, which is great. Whispering Canyon Cafe, a favorite of many people. Just don't ask for ketchup.
They have really good food.
Great food. Look, the food is amazing, right? They also have, because it's a deluxe resort, of course, they also have a room service available as well. So you can order that at an additional cost. But
well, and you've got Geyser Point, and that's a really good place. Like, if you're just really wanting to relax and dine, like, that's the place to do it, because it's all outdoor and it's just a really chill, laid back kind of dining.
Yeah, Paul in the chat says he really likes Geyser Point as well. Yeah, that's a really nice place. Absolutely, it's nice. And I like the seating out there at Geyser Point. There's once again, it's great. They also have bike rentals there for amenities, the pools. They have two distinct pool areas. They've got motorized boat rentals, fishing, movies under the stars, jogging trails. They've got an arcade for the kids. They've got campfire activities, and they have a backstage magic tour as well, including lunch at the Whispering Canyon Cafe. And they have transportation options, so you can travel by boat or to the parks. So they have boat and ferry access as well as the Disney bus transportation. So not too shabby, but Wilderness Lodge comes in at the bottom. And there's so many others to choose from.
Oh, I know. I think next I'm going to have to go with the Yacht Club.
All right. The Yacht Club. The Yacht Club has some of my favorite dining options. I will say we like the Ale and Compass restaurant,
yes,
for sure, which is Yankee comfort food and classics at a cozy gastropub inspired eatery. Their lounge is also yummy. They also have the market over there at Ale and Compass, so you could grab some convenient grab and go kind of stuff there. One of the more infamous places to check out is Beaches and Cream Soda Shop. And why? Why do you say Beaches and Cream is infamous? Because of what you can order there, Kristen. What can you order there?
You can order the kitchen sink.
That's right.
And it's the biggest enormous
dessert ever.
We still have to do that.
The biggest dessert ever. And when I say biggest, you're literally, it is a kitchen sink full of, like, I don't even know how many gallons of ice cream they put in there. We read it off one day at the show, but they literally empty like 2 cans of whipped cream, 3 cans of whipped cream, all the hot fudge, all the nuts, all the cherries on top, every ice cream you can imagine. It is just a wicked mess.
Now, Beaches and Cream, that's over on the beach side of the resort. Because right. The one thing about the yacht club is it's a two-part hotel. You have the yacht club and the beach club. And they are right next to each other. In a sense, kind of the same resort. Because you can share all the amenities from the resort. If you're staying at yacht club, beach club amenities, and if you're at beach club, the amenities over at yacht club.
That's right. Once again, they also have Disney room service. They've got Crew Cups Lounge. It's open late night, which is really nice. You can grab some stuff there, including the lobster roll, which is really good. Mm-hmm. My favorite of all Disney restaurants right now, I guess I can say, maybe it's my favorite. It's my favorite right now, as of right now, the Yachtsman Steakhouse. Which is New England style steakhouse, fresh seafood, signature drinks. It is a signature dining experience.
We just talked about Yachtsman Steakhouse on Dining at Disney.
That's right. I brought it up. Yep. You've got the Hurricane Hannah's Waterside Bar and Grill, which we've participated, taken drinks from there. Martha's Vineyard also serving for late night, which is nice. And keep in mind, y'all, as you listen to this now, or if you're listening to this show in the future on demand, that some of these different restaurant experiences and portions of these resorts are closed due to the pandemic. So please keep that in mind. But if you book with Kristen, she'll be able to tell you all the great things that are open, actually. And we talked about Ale and Compass already. Some of the other things that they have there, they also have some pools. They have many pools.
The pool there is really nice.
Yeah. It says one of our pools overflowing with fun Disney characters. Yeah, they have several pools there. They have poolside cabana rentals. They also are in close proximity to Fantasia Gardens and Fairway Miniature Golf, which we've done the miniature golf. Mm-hmm. And that's fun. That's a lot of fun. They also have the Pirate Adventure Cruise, Kristen, that you've actually been on.
No, I haven't, because this is for kids. It was what Connor did.
Oh,
when
I thought
he was little.
Okay, Connor did that. Okay, yes. You told me about that. So
yes.
Okay, I didn't know if like you were able to accompany them.
No,
on the cruise.
No, he had to do it by himself because it's for kids 4 to 12.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a scallywags from
Nat
4 to 12.
And I went in something else while he was having fun.
Oh, that's nice. So they have their little pirate adventure to discover hidden treasure. So that sounds really good. They also have the typical resort activities, campfire activities, movies under the stars, motorized boat rentals, fishing, tennis, volleyball, jogging, and an arcade. So they do have a number of various amenities and recreation as well. But the rooms are very good. Anything else, Kristen, you want to say about the yacht club?
It has the more sophisticated kind of look versus the beach club. Yeah. It's a little bit more
upscale.
I know they want to use the word upscale. It's just a little bit different of the colors are more dark, nautical themed.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, it is the yacht
the
club.
Yacht club
it's
versus,
a yacht club.
Yeah.
It's a yacht club versus a beach club, which is a lot of fun. When I think yacht club, I think of, I think of the Howls from Gilligan's Island. When I look at the beach club, I look at Saved by the Bell, the summertime episodes where they're at the beach club. You know? Right?
Yeah.
Right.
No,
all right.
I get that.
All right. What makes this resort unique is we didn't talk about this earlier, but they do have Skyliner transportation, outdoor water, dog friendly accommodations. They have a health club there. And so you can also get their transportation through the ferry boats, water, and you've got the buses as well. But the Skyliner is really nice. So that is super convenient. The overview of the resort that I forgot to read at the beginning was delight in the formal grace of New England style yacht club at this lakeside hotel. Relax in the inviting elegance of a plush lobby replete with nautical touches, explore whimsical Stormalong Bay, and rent a variety of watercraft from Bayside Marina. Sharing many amenities with its pastel-toned sister, Disney's Beach Club Resort, Disney's Yacht Club Resort is walking distance to Epcot and a convenient boat ride to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
But you can also walk to Disney's Hollywood Studios. That's the other thing about the resorts this in that true. Area. If you can walk to Epcot, you can also walk to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
we or you can take a boat to either one.
Yeah, we had a good time hanging out with Night Ranger after their show there, right?
That was not there. That was at the Boardwalk.
Oh, was it Boardwalk? Oops. Yep. Okay, well, we can talk about that next if you like. Yeah, we're hanging out with Night Ranger. Wait, hold on a second. Do you want to talk about that next?
Let's see. Sure, we can put that next. The Boardwalk.
The Boardwalk, okay. So, the Boardwalk. So, this is fun. We do like the Boardwalk. And why do we enjoy the Boardwalk? Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you, experience the charm and whimsy of turn-of-the-century Atlantic City with this waterfront resort hotel. Make it a splash at Luna Park Pool and delight in a massage at the state-of-the-art fitness center. Discover carnival games, unique dining, and exciting nightlife on this Coney Island-style boardwalk. Strung like a saltwater taffy along the shimmering Crescent Lake, Disney's Boardwalk Inn is located within walking distance between Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios. So, once again, Disney Skyliner is part of the transportation options, which is nice because you get to take the Skyliner and zip on over there to Epcot or Hollywood Studios with the new gondolas.
The one thing I always catch myself doing is outside of the Bellevue Lounge there, they've got one of those pictures from the turn of the century, like a painting that has the people on the boardwalk and stuff like that. And I always just kind of find myself like staring at it and imagine what it must have been like back at that time.
Nice.
I don't know why, but every time I look at that picture, it just kind of makes me like think of that.
I think it's because this really takes you back in time. You know, other resorts take you back to certain destinations, vacation, other vacation destinations in the world, where this takes you back into a period of time, much like going down Main Street USA. You go to the boardwalk and the Disney's boardwalk, and it just feels like you've just stepped into, you know, back in time to like the early 1930s, right? Kind of has that vibe, which is really cool. So let's talk restaurants. You know, all the rooms are great. You've got the vibe of, you know, that the boardwalk and all those great things, you know, the pastels of the beach club and different things like that. But the dining is really outstanding. First of all, one of our favorite restaurants of all time at the Disney resorts is the Flying Fish.
Yes.
It's just one of the most amazing seafood restaurants ever. It's just an amazing restaurant. And if that's not your bag, you can always go to Big River Grill and Brewing Works, which is really great. Handcrafted beer samplers they've got there. That's always fun. Big River Grill. Nice. ESPN Club. That's also a fun place to check out live sports when they're happening. That's another place we ended up getting some grub with. Who did we get grub there with?
Tony.
Oh, we went there with Tony, but didn't we go to ESPN? Oh, yeah. We went to ESPN Club with Night Ranger, too.
Yes, because we went there as well as Bellevue Lounge.
Yep. Yep. El Tetria Al Forno, which is breakfast and dinner. Character breakfast for the kids with Italian classics. Boardwalk Bakery is there. Boardwalk Joe's Marvelous Margaritas. Yummy. They've got a funnel cake cart, a pizza window, to-go cart. So they have everything. The Bellevue Lounge, Kristen, you and I have been there many times.
Yes.
It's one of our favorite bars.
But I will tell you, one of our other favorite bars is here, and that's the Abracadabra Bar. That place has amazing cocktails.
And it's really great. It's the Harry Houdini-themed place. Very magical. Magicians, and illusionists. Harken back to the heyday. It's just an amazing, amazing place. So once again, a lot of great recreational activities. They've got awesome pools. Of course, also close to Fantasia Gardens and the Fairway Miniature Golf. They also have bike rentals, fishing, tennis, jogging, playground, etc. Yep.
If you need to rent a wheelchair, this is something that's not on there, but I will tell you this. If you need to rent a wheelchair, that is one of the few places that you can rent one on Disney property that's not in the park. I forget what the company is that's set up there, but if you go to, say you were coming from Epcot and heading over to the boardwalk, right before you go to enter the hotel, there is on the boardwalk there a place to rent them, and that will actually get you the best rate, and you aren't renting it only to be able to go into that one resort or one park. You can use that to go anywhere.
By the way, Gail, our longtime fan, says hello, and she loves your shirt, Kristen.
Well, thank you. I love my shirt, too.
Your it Mickey has treats.
Delicious Mickey treats.
That's right. That's right. So I have a feeling I know where you're going to, deluxe resort you're going to talk about next.
You do?
I do.
And where do you think that's going to be?
I think it's Contemporary. Am I right?
Yeah, it was very close between that and the Grand Floridian.
Okay. Yeah, Contemporary is one of the few resorts that have been around since the opening of the park.
Therefore, it also, plus to this, is that it has some of the largest rooms that you can stay at because it was the first resort.
This is true. And they've refurbished it recently, so they have some brand new looking rooms. They are looking very nice. And we're ranking our favorite deluxe resorts if you're just tuning in here on Sorcerer Radio. Retreat to this ultra-modern Disney resort and discover the award-winning dining, spectacular views, and dazzling pools. Whether you're staying at an iconic A-frame Contemporary Tower or the nearby Garden Wing, you can walk to the Magic Kingdom's main gate or catch the monorail as it breezes through the tower. Inside a 90-foot-tall mural by Disney legend Mary Blair, which is amazing, by the way. Responsible for the distinct look and feel of its a small world attraction. Celebrate the Grand Canyon and the American Southwest. So that is one of the legendary pieces of art, is that 90-foot-tall mural by Mary Blair. Mm-hmm. I think it's an amazing piece of art. Nice little Easter eggs hidden inside, so be sure to take a look and soak it all in. But I think, you know, outside of the awesome looks, and I do like how they refurbish everything, the food, once again, is top-notch. And this has probably one of the most popular restaurants of all of Walt Disney World Resort in the California Grill.
Yes, and I think that restaurant has improved over the years.
Once again, it's just an award-winning culinary experience for an epic vantage point for dinner, perfect for dinner, especially if you have it around the time of the nighttime spectacular. You get to check out the fireworks from the top of the Contemporary, and that is, once again, amazing. You also have a great bar in the outer rim, nice and small, very intimate, but awesome bartenders, so big ups to them. The Wave Lounge is also very good. We enjoy the Wave Lounge and the California Grill Lounge a lot. We've done that one a lot.
We've done a lot.
Guys,
of these.
It sounds like to me that we need to do a show just ranking the bars. What do you say about that? I think that's
how
a good
about
show.
You do a dining at Disney to do that?
Well, you can do it there, but this is also something we can do here at the show. You know, you can talk about it on your show. We can rank them on our show. Once again, Chef Mickey's. It's, once again, a favorite. It's definitely a must-do if you're a family that has the small children that love the character meet and greets, of course. Now doing a little bit differently with social distancing, but still very good. The Wave is also a nice place that we've eaten at many times. The Wave of American Flavors for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Contempo Cafe. They've got a bunch of different bars like the Cove Bar and the Sand Bar. So just really good stuff. Kristen, anything else you'd like to add for Disney's Contemporary Resort?
Not that I can think of.
You've got a lot of other amenities and a lot of the same ones that I've talked about in the past. Transportation options also include ferry. They also have a different...
They do have lakeside yoga here.
Okay.
That is something different.
That's something different. Mm-hmm. And the bus transportation, they also have the... I was going to say the monorail. They have the monorail.
Monorail, bus, and...
Ferry. Or boats. Boats. Yeah, there it is right there. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So we have a couple more left, Chris.
Let's see. Next, I'm going to go with Grand Floridian.
We're talking Woo! Disneyland. It's late, y'all.
Grand Floridian. This is a difficult one. It's a beautiful resort. I like the location. Plenty of great restaurants to eat at. You have the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique there. So for those of you that have little ones who want to be princesses or knights, that's a good place to go.
Victorian elegance meets modern sophistication at this lavish Disney resort hotel. Unwind outdoors and indulge in a luxurious massage. Watch evening fireworks light up the sky over Cinderella's castle. Just one stop to Magic Kingdom Park on the complimentary resort monorail. And this timeless Victorian style marvels evoke Palm Beach's golden era. So once again, just great stuff there. Big fan of the dining, as Kristen mentioned. One of our personal favorite restaurants there, because the rooms, once again, are top-notch. It is great. You know, we've stayed there, lucky for us. But we do enjoy Narcosis. Once again, I think this is one of my, in my Mount Rushmore of awesome dining places at Disney. We love celebrating our anniversary there in Narcosis. And they also have my favorite dessert there. Yes, Kristen.
Yes, and if you are looking for late-night food, Gasparilla.
Yeah, Gasparilla's Island Grill. They have Beaches Pool and Grill, the Courtyard Bar.
Enchanted Rose has fantastic cocktails, but it took a really long time when we
filmed. Too long. I hope they've cleaned up their act because it's a really nice bar.
It is. It's really pretty. I love it. It's, you know, Beauty and the Beast themed. But yeah, it took a very long time. What was it, like 40 minutes, I think, for us to get a drink?
Probably longer. But of course, we went there, you know, as they opened. So,
yeah.
You know, Grand Florida Cafe is there. But other than Narcosis, the Enchanted Rose Bar, it also has one of our favorite places for breakfast, which is 1900 Park Fair. Also hosted by Disney characters, Strawberry Soup. Another great place, which our friend Jason enjoys a lot, is Citrico's, because he knows a chef. Lucky him. But Citrico's is very good. We do agree. And probably the best restaurant, the number one restaurant of all of Disney property. And it's actually in a league of its own. It's so good. It's just in a league of its own. It stands separate from everything else because there's nothing else like it. Our friend Jason will have tested this. So when you listen, big ups to you, Jason. Victoria and Albert's.
And they do have a chef's table dining there.
And that's what Jason, Jason has done it.
It's a 10-course tasting menu.
Yeah. Yep, with and the tasting with the sommelier paired, you know, with the finest wines. It's really, really good, y'all. It's something that you have to experience at least once, I believe. So definitely, you know, save up for a rainy day. It's a great place to spend an anniversary, a quiet dinner, an adult dinner.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't bring children there.
Okay, so no kiddos. And definitely
there is a dress code, too.
Yep, there's a dress code there. But definitely something to experience at least once. They also have a garden view tea room, which is great.
That's fun.
You've done it. Mm-hmm. Yes, you've done it several times.
And for little ones, if you have kids with you, they bring them a chocolate.
There you go.
That's their tea. That's it.
I love it.
It's very cute.
It is. It's nice for sure. We have a couple more resorts. Kristen, can you believe it?
I know.
A couple more resorts. So what do you say between these last two? Who's the winner? There's three left. Oh, is there three?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Beach Club.
Oh.
We haven't talked about that.
Okay.
We haven't talked about the Polynesian or Animal Kingdom.
So what's next, Kristen?
Okay, I think I'm going to go with the Polynesian.
What?
I know.
I can't believe it. This is Kristen's list, so I guess I can believe it. Okay, so I'm going to give you the overview here. We're running over time on the show today. Celebrate the spirit of the South Pacific as the Oasis. As this oasis of tropical palms, lush vegetation is, and so much more. From moonlight nights to immersed, I can't read. I just can't read. I give up.
We don't need to read the descriptions.
It's nice to get the descriptions. But anyway, the Polynesian is like going to Hawaii. It's supposed to give you evoke that the Polynesian islands, Hawaii, all that good stuff. And once again, what makes this resort awesome? The different transportation options. It's on the monorail line. You also get the bus and ferry ride transportation as well. And I'm trying to think if this also has
Seven Seas Lagoon. It's a very pretty, relaxing resort to stay at. And you also have the luau, which is amazing that you can do.
Oh, it's certainly great. Certainly great. We also like the electrical water pageant, you know, so when that electrical water pageant with all the lights and music passes by, if you're staying at the Poly, you definitely get a great view. If you're, you've got one of those lakeside rooms. So awesome stuff. The dining is also very good. You want to name some of these places?
Oh, yeah, because you can get the Tonga Toast at either Kona Cafe, and if you can't get a reservation for Kona Cafe, you got Captain Cook's.
Too many cooks.
And you have Trader Sam's.
Yes.
The Grog Grotto. And that is
also
really
great.
A cool experience.
Yes. You can go to Trader Sam's Tiki Terrace, which is outdoor, which is nice. The live music is great. But if you go inside the Grog Grotto, that's where it's always nice because you have the entire show. You've got the exploding volcanoes, the supernatural deities, shrunken heads singing to you. I mean, all that great stuff. It's actually a little bit better than Disneyland, dare I say.
There's more room. One of our favorite places for family style dining is here, and that's Ohana.
Yes. We love delicious Ohana because food. Delicious food, delicious wings.
Yeah. You can't beat the coriander wings there.
Nope.
And right outside you have the Tamu Lounge, which we always stop and have a drink there before we go to dinner at Ohana.
But the rooms, I love the rooms, just the entire resort, just because of that whole Polynesian vibe. You can't go to Hawaii. This is a really great stand-in for not being able to go to Hawaii. It's a vacation on your vacation, which I love about Disney's Polynesian Village. So, Kristen.
Next, I'm going to have to say Beach Club.
All right, Beach Club. Okay, I would have flip-flopped with you on the Beach Club.
It's the walking distance to Epcot, and the fact that I really like the beachy feel of this resort. It's not as rustic as Polynesian. You know, you don't have all that wood. You have very light colored blue water, you know, all of that.
Oh, this is why I thought we talked about it, because we talked about the yacht and beach club together.
Yeah, we ranked them separately.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because we talked about beaches and
We talked about
the Skyliner and all that really cool stuff. All right, so.
So number one.
I have to give it
to Animal Kingdom.
100%. We were lucky enough to stay at the villas. Wow.
The Savannah view. Ooh, wow. Is what this resort has. Amazing restaurants. And you cannot beat waking up in the morning to seeing zebras outside your room.
Or giraffes.
Yeah. Where else are you going to do them?
You're not. Nope. This is so really nice.
That's what gives this resort
top billing.
The top billing is the animals outside. Because, like I said early in the show, I enjoy that light, beachy, relaxing theming to a resort over the more rustic, woody type theming. But the animals here.
You're going on a safari. It's a safari right there as you walk in, out on your back porch there. It's just amazing. Your back deck, whatever. Step into the heart of Africa at this magnificent resort hotel. Inspired by traditional African corral, the horseshoe curve design provides spectacular views of four lush savannas that over 200 hoofed animals and birds call home. Delight in dazzling pool areas, exciting animal programs, and one of the largest collections of African art in the United States as you experience your own African safari adventure with a touch of Disney magic. And there is nothing like it. It's wonderful. The rooms are great, super comfortable, very well themed. Once again, it's great to go into a nice exotic location, feeling like you're going on an exotic trip, but you're still at Disney. So that's the great thing about all this wonderful theming and so much of that great architecture and art from Africa, which is legit. Like, Joe already went down there, picked up a bunch of stuff and brought it all home and brought it to us. One of our favorite restaurants there, Sanaa, available for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's one of our favorites in terms of dining in the Sun Isle Lounge.
Boma Flavors of Africa, which is one of our favorite places to go for a breakfast buffet because it has your traditional American food, but there is some very unique African flavors for breakfast that you can try. And you've got the amazing juice that you can get there too.
And the largest wine cellar, I think, in Central Florida, if I'm not mistaken, is in Jico. So another great restaurant and wine bar, Jico, the cooking place. Definitely check it out. If you're an adventurous person, they've got great adventurous international flavored foods, you know, from Africa and the like. So very nice there. A lot of different other experience there. They've got dine with an animal specialist there for lunch. So that's an extra experience you can pay for.
As well as the safari and dinner.
Yep.
You can do. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they only have bus transportation there because it is, way out there in Animal Kingdom. So please check that out. So, man, what a great list, Kristen. I can't believe it.
It was a very difficult list.
It's a very difficult list for sure. I tell you, we went over time, but I know we've got a couple of comments that we can read here.
Have one that I can read here from the chat, and it's from Lindsay Marie. It says, Grand is my dream vacation hotel if it wasn't so expensive.
Oh, okay. It's like I'm reading all this stuff here. Disney Fun Zone time. Okay, we've got some comments here. I think I'm starting this prematurely. So Wilderness Lodge, Paul says, Paul Hackenbarth says, Wilderness Lodge, the atmosphere is just amazing and it's close to Magic Kingdom. Samantha Trimpe says, we're currently at Copper Creek at Wilderness Lodge and we love the quiet ambiance and the fact that it's a smaller deluxe resort. Everything is a 5 minute. I like that. Good thinking. Valerie Terrier says, Yacht Club. I love the pool. Although I think I heard they're changing it. Wesley Oman says, the Polynesian. It feels like most like a vacation. It feels different from my normal life. Also, my favorite food and drinks. I like that, Wesley. Wesley! Brian Eno says, Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary is our home resort. I have to say, my favorite. Brian, I like it too. We have stayed there. Alicia Benson says, Wilderness Lodge. Typically, cheapest deluxe. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel, but I feel like with the addition of Geyser Point, they've raised their bar. I agree with you.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom and Wilderness Lodge have always been the lesser of the price-wise of the deluxe resorts.
She also continues, I think the boat ride to Magic Kingdom is one of the nicest boat rides in all of Walt Disney World. It's nice to have, it's nice that it's also off the hustle and bustle of the monorail resorts. There you go. Aaron Andy says, Animal Kingdom Lodge, cultural ambassadors are going to like, are like going to Epcot. Oh, I see. That's right. Live animals are like going to Animal Kingdom Park. Okay, I see. He's getting a lot of these analogies. And the restaurants outshine most of the other resorts. Two words, bread service.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Bread service. Bread service over there at Sanaa. It's the best. It's a destination resort not to be missed. That is a very good review, Aaron. Good. Crystal Holdman says, we love the vibe at Wilderness Lounge. It's so warm and homey. We've enjoyed the Savannah room at Animal Kingdom Lounge when we were going to a lazy trip, and we'll be spending time on the balcony enjoying the scenery. Wait, did you just want one favorite one? Oops. Brent Woodall says, Polly, hands down, monorail stop is close and the resort isn't too big. Captain Cook's is the bomb as well. So you got to love that. You got to love that. Let's see here. Disney Dorks. Or Dining at Disney. Boy, we have more. Dining at Disney. Stephen Lowry says, Animal Kingdom Lodge. Cheryl Redler says, we've done Polly and Wilderness Lodge and are doing Contemporary on our next trip. The two we've done, we've loved the convenience of Polly and the restaurants as well as the pools and are hoping to stay there again. Amy Huffmaster. What up, Amy? She says, Polynesian. Ever since I was little, there's just a feeling you get when you walk into the lobby, the smell, the colors, even the floors, you just know that you're at Disney. It's just an unexplainable thing that Disney does to make you feel like you're at home. 100%. Renee says, Wilderness Lodge, love the theming, staff is great, a boat close to the Magic Kingdom and Contemporary to get on the monorail loop.
No, somebody, because
you can't read. She's not have her glasses. Patricia Caro says contemporary, but only if I can get a tower room with a theme park view. Spencer Wright says Animal Kingdom Lodge when it's open, typically one of the least expensive resorts. The pool at Jumbo House is fantastic, and of course they have plenty of animals. Jen Orber says my top three. She says she just went ahead and gave you top three: Boardwalk, Wilderness, and Polly. Michelle says I like the Grand Floridian and the Polly. Annalise says I really like the Boardwalk aside from the pool. How about that? It's very good. Let's see. Maybe we can do a couple more. Let me look at the. Let's see if we have anybody here posting here at the Dork side of things at the Disney Dorks. We have a couple. Alexander Norman says we've stayed at two deluxe resorts, Wilderness Lodge and Boardwalk. Of the two, we liked Wilderness Lodge more. Both are very nice and quite comfortable. And hearing the boat horns every morning at the Boardwalk was great. Really? But Wilderness, we felt more like home. Being just a boat ride away from Magic Kingdom was a major plus. Noel Gormery says we've stayed at all of them, and we, with the exception of Grand Floridian, we love Animal Kingdom. Kim Desmond said we stayed at them all. Riviera is my favorite. I love the feel of the resort. All right. And Ina Cooper stayed at Grand Floridian and Animal Kingdom. Love them both, but AK was a little too far away for most things. Grand Floridian was unbelievable and the best beds ever. That's no lie. No lie. If I was going with the kids, I would only stay at Art of Imagination Suite. So yeah, she's definitely in there for the, I think she likes the romance of having the nice plush resort.
Oh yeah.
For sure. Hey gang, that was awesome. A lot of great comments there, Kristen. As we wrap up the show, why don't you tell people about your podcast and where people can contact you if they want to book their trips?
Well, if they want to book their trip, they can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And as far as dining at Disney, you can check out diningatdisney.com. You can find us on social media and listen to the podcast on Anchor or your favorite podcast platform. And last week we talked about our favorite main course at the Disney parks.
Awesome. Awesome. Please check out Dining at Disney. Please book your trip with Kristen. Themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. You can check out my other podcast with Disney filmmaker and animator and author Dave Bossert. It is Skull Rock Podcast. Check it out on all your favorite podcast platforms. We've recently talked to Tony Anselmo, the voice of Donald Duck. We had, for Black History Month, we had Floyd Norman, Disney legend, and animator from Cinderella when he was just a little animator, to the 101 Dalmatians. He also did work on Monsters, Inc. So many other great projects. He's just a legendary figure and just an absolute pleasure to interview. Check out Skull Rock Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. Best way to follow me. And once again, check out the Disney List. Thank you so much for checking out this weekly show at the Disney List on Facebook. You can also check out our broadcast partners, the Sorcerer Radio, celebrating 20 years of Sorcerer Radio since 2001. Yay, Sorcerer Radio team at srsounds.com. And you can also check out the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. Check out our friends there at the Disney Dorks. You can also find Sorcerer Radio on Discord as well. So big ups to our Discord family. Yeah.
And check out our friends WDW Park Hoppers, their podcast, as well as the Disney Parks podcast.
Yes, definitely check them all out. They are wonderful. And we'd like to thank you once again for spending some time with us here on the Disney List. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.